The income of workers across the world will have fallen by an average of 10.7% in the first 9 months of this year compared with the same period last year, according to the International Labour Organization. That amounts to $3.5 trillion. The percentage of working hours lost because of COVID-19 is most acute in Latin America, followed by South Asia. The ILO's outlook for the last 3 months of 2020 has worsened significantly. Nike reported an 82% jump in online sales for the 3 months ending August 31st, year on year. Sales at its stores, most of which were open during the quarter, remained tepid because of social distancing measures. The British government scrapped the system of franchising train companies that has underpinned the rail industry since privatisation in the 1990s. A new mix of performance targets and management fees moves operators towards a contracts-based system. With passenger numbers still well below normal because of COVID-19, the taxpayer will continue to underwrite the industry's losses. In the latest corporate response to the race protests that have swept America, Mars changed the name of its Uncle Ben's brand of rice to Ben's Original and removed the face of an elderly black man from the packaging to create more equitable iconography. The image first appeared in 1946. Mars also struck a partnership with the National Urban League, a civil rights group, to support aspiring black chefs through a scholarship fund.